Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in Morocco, I'm Alex Goldsmith, and this is The Leader. This is the second episode in our year-long series, Let Girls Learn, where we're aiming to shine a light on innovations and solutions that are helping girls to fulfill their right to education and healthy, productive futures across the globe. Once a month, we're hearing powerful stories from different parts of the world, and today we're in Asni, Morocco. About an hour's drive from Marrakech, deep in the foothills beneath the snow-capped peaks of the Atlas Mountains, lies the town of Asni. The surrounding landscape is nothing short of breathtaking here, but it can make everyday life for locals difficult, and a walk to school for children near impossible. Many of the girls living in the remote rural communities of this area don't have access to education beyond primary. Most secondary schools can be several kilometres away in larger towns, and families simply can't afford the accommodation or transport that would be needed. The long journey to Asni, where a number of schools are, is considered risky. The fragmented school day means that students can be out on the street for long spells, and families worry that the girls may fall into bad ways and end up pregnant. It means many parents believe it's safer for girls to leave school after the primary years, stay at home and help in the house, a pattern that has been the cultural norm among rural Berber families for generations. Although rates of school attendance have grown strongly in the last 20 years, only 39% of girls in rural Morocco are enrolled in secondary school. If a girl stays at home, she is often married off even before she starts her periods, and sometimes to a much older man. But a project called Education for All aims to change things.
Well, Education for All was set up to provide access to teenage girls from remote villages cut into the high Atlas Mountains, access to education.
That's Sonia Omar, CEO of Education for All Morocco.
It was very difficult for girls to reach the schools that were in the local towns due to the location of their villages, lack of roads, lack of transport, and also due to the poverty experienced by their families. The founders decided to build safe, secure, well-equipped boarding houses for girls.
One of the girls being helped by EFA is 17-year-old Lubna, who is one of the brightest in her class.
Hello and welcome to Education for All SA3. So I will introduce a little bit of my home. I can't call it my home.
During the week, Lubna lives in a boarding house near to her secondary school in Asni, returning home at weekends to see her family.
Here, it's where we eat our dinner, lunch and breakfast, and the biggest library. I try to learn to read all that. We have go to school. We just go and we return at 12. We eat our lunch and then go to school again and come here and eat our dinner and revise our lesson and do some activities like we practice English a lot this day, especially this year.
Not only is the charity giving opportunities for education and development, but it's also changing social attitudes in the area. Latifa Eliza is the house mother to 36 of the younger girls.
And to begin, when we started this project, it's very hard for the family to send the girls to the school, because for them in the beginning, they say, girls, in the end, she's here in the life to be a housewife, to get married. But with this project, we focused and started to change this mentality for these girls' parents to lead them to go to school.
The impact has been life-transforming. So far, nearly 600 girls have passed through EFA's doors, staying for the full 6 years of Morocco's secondary school curriculum. More than 90% passed the challenging baccalaureate final exams this year, and over 170 girls have gone on to university.
Education is important for women, for girls, for everyone in the family.
After the break,
I give a promise to my parents. I will do that the boy can do, and I will make you proud of me.
I would love to get my baccalaureate with a good grade and be an English teacher.
We'll be finding out how education for all is changing social attitudes in Morocco.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Today, EFA's boarding houses are heavily oversubscribed, but it wasn't always that way.
Our criteria is to select the girls from the poorest families and also the furthest away villages.
15 years ago, one of the charity's committee members, a respected local elder, had to go door to door with Latifa, the house mother, to try to persuade families to allow their daughters to come to the first EFA house.
We have our boarding houses open Monday to Saturday morning. On a Monday, they come down and then they go back up to the mountains, back to their villages on a Saturday.
The initial cohort was made up of just 10 girls, but has grown each year. Now there are nearly 250 living in six EFA houses. For girls like Wafa, the project was the only route out of early marriage and poverty in her village.
My name is Wafa Belkas. I'm 19 years old. I live in Ouenskara. During term time, I come to Education for All. This is my sixth year here. It takes 2 hours to go to the village or come back to Asni. We go by local transport. They take us with people who go to the weekly market with what they buy from the souk. It's so uncomfortable, and going back again. It's a bit hard because we have to wake up early at 4 a.m. and wait for the local transport. Because if we miss it, there is no other way to get to school. We either walk or stay at home.
Despite Wafa's eagerness to learn, her parents were unable to afford the 1,200 dirhams, the equivalent of less than £100, that it would cost to send their only daughter to a government boarding house.
Without EFA, I couldn't continue my studies because I didn't get a bursary for the government boarding house. I would be married because if you stay at home, you wait 1 or 2 years and they will tell you, you should be married. You should be married like all the other girls. It's obligatory. By now I would be married.
EFA houses are free for families. They also ensure a level of care and safety that has won the trust of parents who might have previously been unwilling to allow their girls to go to secondary school. Wafa's father loves seeing his daughter's development and has big hopes for her future.
There are many changes in her because without studies, she would be illiterate like us. But now she's changed a lot. Now she knows how to speak. It's better for her than to be like us and illiterate. We want her to continue her studies to be like all the people we see. Now, there are many women teachers, head teachers, and doctors. That's why we would love her to continue her studies, God willing. If we can't afford it, then we can't.
I think for some girls, there's probably still the expectation that they should, okay, now you've had your education, get married and have children. But for many girls, and increasingly so, there is the university route.
For Lubna and Wafa, having an education means a life very different from the women before them. Both of their mothers didn't receive any formal education. But for these girls, the possibilities are plentiful.
I will go to the university and discover a new place. I will be free for, you know, I can travel anywhere. I can do anything I do, whenever I want and wherever I want.
I would love to get my baccalaureate with a good grade and be an English teacher.
Let your daughter studies, because studying in this time, in our day, it's the most important thing to the girl. I feel myself, I have just to study and I will do anything I want. I will be free in my future. I give a promise to my parents. I will do that the boy can do, and I will make you proud of me.
And that's it from this special episode of The Leader. You can read more about this story online at standard.co.uk/optimist/letgirlslearn. Let Girls Learn will be back next month when we're in northern Iraq. From Asni, Morocco, I'm Alex Goldsmith. Thank you for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.